Hey everybody, this is John Bollinger with PremierGuitar.com, and today we are with the legendary Doyle Wolfgang von Frankenstein, the man behind the Guitar Assault of the Misfits, and so much more. Doyle, thanks so much for joining
us. Thanks for having me.
All right. You know, a lot of guitar players, there's a lot of artists that have their own signature guitar, but you actually built your guitar.
Yeah, I made them in a machine shop.
Unbelievable. So this isn't like parts that you bought and then bolted together.
No, planks of wood, and the original ones, we made the necks out of wood, but I had a mold made out of graphite.
Really?
So I didn't want to make it anymore. It's a hassle. I don't have patience.
So how did you get into that? How did you start making guitars?
This guy just walked in one day with a guitar into the shop. And he was working on it, and he was doing it wrong, you know? And he asked me, he needed something, and I'm like, what are you doing with that thing? And he's like, oh, I'm, you know, chopping it up, then I could sand this. I'm like, give me that fucking thing. I put it on a machine, and I made it perfect for him. He was like, ooh. And then, you know, he started working in our shop on guitars, and the one I made, I had drawn it on a book cover in high school. You know, your mom covers your books in fucking paper bags.
Right, right, right.
So I drew the guitar on there, and it's the only thing I ever saved. I saved because it looked really cool. I'm like, that's really cool. I'm going to save that. So I started working with this guy, and then I was playing the Iceman at the time. Family. So I laid it on the ground, and I took the picture, and I eyeballed it, and it was to scale, like perfect. So then I just, you know, cut it out and made it.
Wow, unbelievable, man. That's amazing. And you go with a single Seymour Duncan humbucker, right?
Yeah.
And I see you're also using a Floyd Rose.
Yeah.
But you're not using the whammy bar.
There's no block on the bottom. I made it into a, what do you call that, a stop tail piece?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but you still get the dive?
No. It's just a stop tail piece.
Huh. But you like the tone of it, and it's just what you're comfortable
with? I can't get cut on it. That's why I like it.
Oh, yeah. I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's nice and round. There's no screws sticking up.
Huh. Hey, would you mind if we get over? Unbelievable.
There it is. You want to hold it?
Yeah, I'd love to. Wow. For you all watching at home, this is really heavy. This is like, you got to be built like this guy to hold this thing. Wow, man. So the neck goes right through the body, right?
Yep.
And is that the graphite?
That's all graphite, yeah. The neck through is graphite. The truss rod's here. These sides come off. It's like a bolt-on body. What happens is there's pins here. But these screws are going through them, four pins, and it comes off.
Wow.
I cut the sides off the Floyd Rose, and I made a plate for the bottom of it. And it's just a stop tail piece now.
So you literally had to machine shop this and
oh yeah.
Wow, man, that's too cool. What about that knob?
I made that too.
Wow.
Yeah, it's aluminum.
Are you considering doing a mass production of these?
There's a company called October making them.
Really?
But that's why I'm still using mine, because he ain't making them the way I want them, that's for sure.
Huh. And will they have the Misfit logo?
No, the ones, those have bats on them.
Huh, very cool. Yeah. And this is called?
Annihilator.
Annihilator. Is the scale similar to your Iceman?
No, it's longer. It's 25 and a half. Huh. I think Iceman was 24 and 3/4 probably.
We saw your pedal board earlier. It looks like you're using a couple Line 6 wireless units, a Boss noise suppressor pedal, hardwire valve distortion, and an AB box.
Right.
And then into, I guess, a limiter, and then into two 300-watt Ampeg bass amps.
Right.
Yeah, which is, I mean, that's got to be incredibly loud.
Yeah, they complain every day. So I had to buy a Marshall power brake to shut them up, but I have not used it once.
Oh, really?
They don't know that. They complain, oh, you're too loud, you're too loud. I'm like, shut up. Fuck you paying me for. No, that's why I'm here.
I don't know.
See, I always assumed you were a you were a Marshall
guy. No, I hate it.
Huh. Oh. Well, man.
Yeah, I like the Marshall Power Brake.
Yeah.
That shit works good.
Yeah.
It really does. But no, I don't like the sound of their amps. I can never get them. I don't like the mid-range.
Since you started again, you've been using the Zampe.
SVTs, yeah. Yeah.
How'd you come upon that?
My buddy suggested it. He goes, you know, you should use this. And I was like, I'll try it. And I tried it. I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
There's so much bottom in it. Yeah. I like bottom. I don't like mid-range. I want the bottom. I want the high end. I want to feel it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And right now you're on a single 412, but
you
run as many as eight?
Outside, I run eight, and you still can't hear them.
Wow.
Outside's fucked up.
Yeah.
But when I do my shows, I'll probably have two on.
Wow.
I like two.
Yeah.
You know, the ohmage is different, too, on the two. I get to use it on two ohms. I think it sounds a little better.
Yeah.
But these guys don't want to hear that. They I don't even need to do check. I'm not in the fucking monitors. All they do is cry. I'm just like, man, shut up.
Do you still sound check? Or?
Yeah, I do, just for Glenn, just out of respect. But if he didn't come, I wouldn't come. I'd be like, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
I don't warm up. I get the guitar right before I go on. I don't fucking touch it. I don't want to see it.
Hey, your tech was telling us earlier that that your other, one of your older guitars, you actually snapped it in three when you...
Yeah, Golden Gods, it's in pieces.
Yeah, it's got like a Frankenstein...
Oh, no, that the one that I broke it, the Golden Gods, is still home. I don't know if I could fix that one.
Really?
It took a fucking beat.
So were you smacking it?
It was the last show of the tour. We toured with the Agonist and Corrosion of Conformity. And we did that show was last. And it was the last song. And I says, you know what, I can get hurt here. Fuck it, you know what I mean? I'm on TV. Everybody's here. We fucking laid the wood to this thing. And hit it. Just fucking, it's gone. The next set I go to hit, it's gone. I give it to my tech. He's like, what the fuck happened? I'm like, you're gonna need some glue, son.
So, and when you started, you were just, I mean, you were like a kid. When the
15.
God, unbelievable. And you were their roadie in the beginning, right?
Yep, I would tech for him, and I was in the studio. Because they were using my gear, because my gear sounded better than their guitar players, and he didn't show up. And I used to rehearse with them, so he didn't show up. Glenn says, you play it. And I was like, fuck yeah, I'm playing it. So
rest is history.
That's it, man. Yeah.
Is it true your brother and Glenn kind of taught you how to play guitar?
Yes, Glenn showed me this chord and this one, and Jerry showed me all the notes on this string. And pretty much that's still all I know.
Hey, man, it's all
you know. What I know? I know the songs I play. Maybe three Ramones songs, two Iggy Pop songs, and the Smoke on the Water riff. Just the riff. And that's all I know. I don't know anything else about the guitar. Nothing.
And yet, you're the co-writer on some huge songs. I mean...
Well, the original Misfits was all Glenn.
Okay.
You know, the later stuff with Michael Graves, we all wrote on that.
Yeah.
You know.
You use primarily downstrokes, right?
Misfits, yeah. Yeah, the Doyle stuff is a lot of different pickings that I had to learn that are so simple that were really hard when I started doing it because I've never done them.
Yeah.
I was just always straight down.
Yeah, yeah. So any talk of Misfits?
I'm in. It's not me.
Jerry?
It's those two guys. They you know, they like to smash their heads together.
Yeah.
I'm ready to do it. I'll put my shit on the side. Go tomorrow.
Yeah.
It'd be great if we could write a new record and then do it.
Yeah.
That would be insane.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here's hoping.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm in. You don't have to be a great musician. You have to have great songs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I was lucky enough to play on great songs. I suck. I don't know fucking anything, man. You know what I mean? I'm embarrassed to just play in front of anybody, you know, unless I'm out there playing those songs.
Huh.
I don't want to play in front of nobody.
Huh. Yeah.
You know?
So are you planning to continue with Doyle?
Oh, yeah.
Do your project and work with Danzig?
Yeah. If he books shows, I'll do them. You know, just we're going to get our own thing going as soon as we get the right booking agents. We're trying to get on bigger shows.
Yeah.
We want to play with big bands. You know,
sure.
I don't want to go out headline and do that first. I want to get on, get a following, then do it, you know?
Yeah. In those early Misfit shows, I mean, those had to be smaller crowds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Were you playing everywhere around mainly the New Jersey area?
We would play like every 6 months in the city.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it wasn't...
Like CBGB's or...
I played there once later with Michael Graves, and they had to drag me in there. I was like, fuck you, I don't want to go in this place. So gross.
How old were you at that point?
Oh, I was older. I was in my 30s. I was like, I wanted my dog piss in this fucking place. Man, it's so disgusting. It's gross. You ever go there? Disgusting.
I went there and bought a t-shirt. I never got a... Never saw a show.
You had to throw your shoes out when you left that place.
Yeah, right. Right. I read about a cabinet that you're designing. Is that still happening?
Nobody's buying it or nothing. I make my own cabinets too.
Wow. Yeah. Is it a kind of a Marshall-y 412 cabinet?
No, I hate Marshalls. That's what I got to use out here.
Yeah.
That's why I got that overdrive, because I don't use it on overdrive. I got this fucking box that I had the scientist make me that I use instead of that.
What
exactly?
And so your cabinet, are you gonna run that with the Ampeg?
Oh yeah, I do. I got eight of them, and they're real big, and they're hot. They're about this tall. They got 412s in them. I use the Celestion speakers, the same speakers I use, but I don't like their cabinets.
Huh? Are they? Do you port them differently? Or
they're ported, and they when you palm mute. Pocket thing rocks the whole building.
Oh, really?
It's pretty cool.
So how'd you go about designing it? Did you do a little, research just trial and error?
I had a couple of them that were smaller that some guy made that sounded great, so I just made bigger ones.
Really?
Yeah.
And you literally cut out the wood and made them your...
I had a guy who does that do it.
Yeah.
He did it really cheap too. I was like, really? That's it?
Okay. was it a fan?
No, it was a guy who makes cabinets.
Oh, wow. Great. You know,
how am I going to cut that shit straight? I work in the metal shop. I can do that straight. Yeah. Wood, forget about it.
So, is Doyle going to have tours coming up?
We're going to go everywhere.
Like?
Every fucking place in the world.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
We're almost done with our second album. I got a couple tracks to do on guitar and bass, and we can mix it. The original one, the Abominator, we had 18 songs on it. It was 18 songs, and me and my drummer, Chud, was going to the studio to mix it. And he turns and he goes, you know, we're giving him a half a CD away for free. And I'm like, yeah, I know. He said, the economy sucks. I'm trying to do him a good deal, you know? And he's like, yeah. It is a half a record. I'm like, yeah, you know what? Let's do six more because we got like 38 songs we wrote. So let's do six more and we'll just make another one. We'll just split them up. He goes, how are we going to split them up? I said, we're just going to fucking write them down. And we did it in one shot. It was done. We took the six off, you know, and then we did six more. And these Danzig tours slowed it down. I would have been done already with it. So we just got to title it and artwork it and mix it and it's done. I should be done with it probably in November. So once we start touring, drop it while we're going.
Yeah, awesome.
No stopping.
And you're going everywhere.
Everywhere.
I imagine by now you've toured all around the world. I mean, you've been everywhere in one band or another.
I haven't been in Russia, and I don't know where else. Africa. Shit like that. You know, crazy places that you're like, what? Yeah. China, nothing like that.
Yeah. No, when you're traveling overseas, you bring your guitars and just go backline?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing here too. That's all rental shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So just you show up with your pedal board, your guitars, and
that's it, man. Yeah. Whatever you need to do it, you just bring that.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Ever have any terrible backline?
All the time.
Right.
All the time. SIR is the best. They always give me good shit. You know, if we get it from LA, they give me the best shit.
Oh, great.
I don't fucking play. But some places, you know, show up at a festival and everything's fucked up.
Right.
You know, you can't take your wireless to Europe. You got to use theirs. So now you got to figure out how to work it.
Right.
You know, you get a wireless when you buy it. You're like, oh, God, you got to read the book. Fuck. Get out of here. You know?
Right. So. So who was the first guitar player you really got into? That, like, got you into guitar?
I'm going to say probably... See, that's, you know... What made me want to play guitar was probably, I'd say Led Zeppelin probably. I don't, never played any of that shit. You know, I would like to learn it, but I don't know. It seems a little hard to me. But the guy I would probably style myself after was Johnny Ramone.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I mean, you know, but yeah, after the Misfits broke up, what made me start playing the guitar again, my cousin gave me a Van Halen 1 tape. He had a shirt. I'm like, who the fuck's Van Halen? He's like, you don't know who that is? I'm like, never heard of him. So here, listen to this. So I listened to it, and it made me want to pick the guitar up. That and Number of the Beast.
Really?
I got that, and I'm like, wow, if I could write songs, they would sound like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know?
So does Doyle sound, is the Doyle project, does it sound a little, I don't know, more like that? Or can you hear
it's,
the influence?
You know what it is? It's whatever I write comfortably. You know, I sit there and I'll either walk around my fucking yard in a pair of shorts with my daughter's pink acoustic guitar, just fucking riffing out, you know, or I'll watch a football game and just fuck around. Whatever's comfortable.
Yeah.
So once it's not comfortable, I don't want to do it.
Right.
It's got to be easy.
Right.
You know, if I write something that's hard, it goes in the garbage. I don't care how cool it is. I'm not doing it. You know, because when that part comes up, you panic.
Right.
I do.
Oh yeah, I do too. I do too, man. Yeah.
Plus, when I play live, I squeeze the neck so fucking hard that this hand bleeds from holding it.
Really?
Yeah. And you know, try and do a solo when you're fucking crushing the fucking strings. You know, how do you go out of that? You know, you're all fucking cramped up. How you? You gotta fucking, you gotta zone out, man.
Right.
I don't need that fucking pressure.
Hey, there's that tape on the side of your neck. Does that jack with you at all when you're?
No, those are letters, so I can see which fucking note that is.
Yeah, but it doesn't mess with you at all.
Not tape on the back too.
Huh? Doesn't bother.
No, I need it. It's grip for me. I need it to grip it. Yeah. No, it doesn't bother.
And you're running I think 10 through 52, right?
10 through 52, yeah. And in the Doyle, I use 60s and 65s.
Wow.
Yeah, we tuned down a little bit.
Yeah. Well, so what piece of gear could you not live without? I mean...
Finger tape.
I did not see that one coming.
Finger tape and Gorilla Snot. Without those two, and gum. If I don't have fucking gum,
so
we're done.
So
going home.
Finger tape, Gorilla Snot, and gum. The gear he can't do without.
That's it, man. Without the tape, I'm going to the hospital.
Really?
That's it. Yeah. I've ripped fingernails off. I mean, horrible cuts. I got cut so bad one time, the whole front of the crowd was just dripping in blood. It looked like they sprayed him with fucking paint.
Wow.
If I don't come off bleeding, I didn't do my job. That's how I feel about it.
I can't thank you enough for joining us today.
All right, man.
Man, really a pleasure.
All right, thank you.